Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch us this day, to lead us to come closer to you, to lead us to be open to your grace in our lives, that we may glorify your name in all we do, and that all may be saved because of our faithfulness and love to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we are entering into the last 2 weeks of Easter. We've just finished the sixth week of Easter yesterday, and or the sixth Sunday, rather. We finished the fifth week with the sixth Sunday of Easter yesterday, and now we are in the last 2 weeks, and our focus, you're going to see, is also going to be on the Holy Spirit, because we are looking forward to the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, this week is Ascension Thursday. It's not a holy day of obligation because of the COVID virus. But in the Archdiocese of Boston, it's still celebrated on Thursday, whereas in other dioceses, it's celebrated on Sunday. But we stick with the Thursday, which I actually like. And then, of course, it is 10 days until Pentecost. So Ascension Thursday, obviously, is the day we celebrate that Jesus ascended into heaven. And as, of course, as he said, if he didn't ascend into heaven, then he could not send the Holy Spirit to come down. And we see a radical difference between the two, obviously, in many ways. But here's the thing. Jesus, as he walks on the earth, is present to the people around him, just as anyone else would be. But once he goes to heaven and sends the Holy Spirit upon the people, now the Holy Spirit can be wherever the Church of God is. And so we see that throughout the Acts of the Apostles, that they are always being led by the Spirit, but they may be in different parts of the known world at the time, but they're still being led by the Spirit, which could not have happened if Jesus did not ascend into heaven, because everyone would have to come back to maybe Jerusalem to find out what is the latest way to follow the mission. So it is true that in order for the Spirit to come, Jesus had to ascend into heaven, and now the Holy Spirit comes down, and now he is able to speak to the church throughout the world in ways that where he does so in our own hearts. Kind of an interesting thing that came up in light of that, because, of course, my homily happened, which yesterday, which you haven't heard yet because it doesn't come up until this afternoon on WROL at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But one of the things that the, I've been given some real thought about this, and my homily was focusing on motivation. Now, I'm not going to do my homily for you here. So if you do hear the program at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, what you're actually going to hear is the actual homily. So I'm just going to talk about something that I reflect upon that I thought was pretty powerful. When we understand that Jesus called people to love, and of course that comes from the book of Deuteronomy anyway, but we're called to love God and love neighbor. What we're actually coming to understand is a whole new form of motivation. Because there's two forms of motivation for all human beings, there's inner and outer. And most people, of course, are familiar with the outer motivation. And the outer motivation is you do this or else. Really, that's the way it is. Or the outer motivation is if you do this, I'll pay you so much money. There'll be a benefit to it. But that's all outer motivation. Either it's a negative motivation, you do this or else. If you don't stop at that red light, you're going to get a ticket. Or there's the inner motivation that is what Jesus is talking about, and that motivation is rooted in love. And what is love rooted in? Pleasing the beloved. So it's a whole different motivation. So what happens is instead of choosing to do the right thing because we're supposed to, otherwise we might get in trouble, we choose to do the right thing because we want to please the one we love. And so the reason why we obey God is we want to please God as opposed to afraid of any repercussions. So do you see that? So that's a whole different understanding. And when we understand that focus on love, now we understand it's a whole different motivation. That's what's important, because if you think about it this way, and this is something I reflect upon a lot, but I phrase it differently. If we take the outer motivation, okay, you do it or else. The outer motivation, you do it or else, will lead you to do what you're supposed to do and nothing more, because there is no motivation to do anything more. So it is the outer motivation. If you do something more, you're working on a different form of motivation. But you see what I'm saying? So the light turns red, you stop. And the minute the light turns green, you go. Why? Because the outer motivation says that's what you have to do. Whereas you may meet people, and I'm sure you've done it yourself, the light turns red, you stop. The light turns green, which, by the way, this is actually the law. You wait, and then you go to make sure that it's safe. You're protecting either yourself or others, but that's a different motivation. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this message about input for homilies. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out the archives of the show. You can send us feedback and send us prayer requests. You can give us input on the homily, as you just heard. You can sign up for our Substack newsletter. And also, don't forget, brand new, you can click on my name, Father Robert J. Carr, and you're going to see all bunch of the links of the websites that I'm connected to. My latest thing on Medium, by the way, so you'll see that rjcar02134.medium.com. That's the link there. You'll see that my latest is a report on Archbishop Cordiglione's report, or actually statement, on receiving the Eucharist if you support abortion. And also, as part of that report, also report on the issues that will be facing the USCCB in light of that. So that you can find at rjcar02134.medium.com, which is what the button says once you click on Father Robert J. Carr. So check that out. All kinds of things you can do through CatholicAudioMedia.com. Hey, another thing, by the way, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, if you happen to be in the Alston area and you would like to check out our brand new idea, which is to go through the general instruction of the Roman Missal, please send me an email. You can send it through this website right here, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Said you're interested in coming with your email address, and I can send your response, because we need to know who's coming and a registration and stuff like that. So give that a thought too. That'll be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. In the meantime, continuing our discussion. So our motivation when we seek to love, it's a whole different motivation, and we're seeking to please the one we love. So we love God by seeking to do that which pleases God, and we love neighbor by doing what is most beneficial to the neighbor. So those are the two things that we're called to do. in our loving God and loving neighbor. Now, in order to do that, as you see, I'm always pushing that, we have to be people of prayer, in good, solid prayer, not just simply, good morning, Lord, but I mean, good, solid prayer, as we can. I mean, some people find they go through difficult periods where they really are not able to pray, and other people are not going through such difficult times, and they can really get very contemplative in their prayer. But we pray as best we can, but we need to be people of prayer so that we can grow in our ability to love God and love neighbor. And then we realize that that's an adventure that we're called to. It's not a minimum standard. It's whatever we're called to do to love God and neighbor. Remember, if we follow the external motivation, then our response will be the least amount of response that will ensure that we have equalized the external motivation. But if we seek the internal motivation of love, there is no limit to how much we will do in order to bring love to the beloved, in order to do what is best and please the beloved, whether that be God or neighbor. Do you understand? So it's a whole different motivation, and that second motivation will change the world. Part of the problem that we're dealing with in our society right now is we've got lost in rules, and that's always an issue, because what happens, and you can see that in the country, is when you get lost in rules, the focus then doesn't become how do we follow the rules? It's how do we change the rules so that we follow them the way we want to. That's what the Pharisees did, and that's what's happening a lot of ways in our country, where people are trying to change the rules so that they can follow them the way they want to follow them. But when the internal motivation is love God and neighbor, the rules don't apply because we're living at a higher standard than the rules. We're not living above the law. We're living at a higher standard than the law requires because we have a different motivation. And that motivation is to love God and neighbor. So it's a whole different set of rules in a sense because we're focused on loving God and neighbor. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and don't forget us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media Podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. In Cristo vivimos.